Okay, Rav Moshe Shalom. Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Yud Beis, and we start here with a little bit of astrology, as we left off yesterday, which I admittedly am not well versed in. But we have Machlokas Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer in terms of when the Mabul, when the world is created, and the Gemara had said Azdu L'Tamayu that this is the same Shita, this is the same Machlokas they have. About the Mabul, the Rabbi Yeshua had said that when the Mabul started, it was the 17th of Iyar, and Rabbi Eliezer said that it was the 17th of Cheshvan. And again, they're both darshaning, working off the same pasuk that Bishnas Sheish Meos L'Chayei Noach B'Chodesh Hasheni, in the second month, on the 17th of the Chodesh, right? Again, so the second month, when is the second month? So again, if you say that the world is created in Nisan, so then that's going to be Iyar, and if you say the world is created in Tishrei, says Gemara, that's going to be Cheshvan. So we went through Rabbi Yeshua Shita. Again, something to do with the Mazalos, that the Mazal Kima, that the constellation in the back of Aries' tail, usually Aries, in Iyar, usually Aries says, basically, as Rashi, this long Rashi kind of explains, that Aries is Shokea Bayom, which basically means that it goes up at the night, during the night, meaning it's on its way down. But if you look at, again, if obviously down and up is not the correct phrase when you're talking about constellations that are, you know, orbiting the Earth, and the Earth is twisting around. But again, if you can imagine, if the sun is rising, is coming up, right, and the sun's setting is going down, so apparently the Aries, that constellation, comes up, meaning it rises, it starts coming into the sky where you can see it, that is at the end of the night. And we explain basically that Kosh Baruch Hu, right, instead it kind of reversed and changed the mazalos, or changed the nature of that, and that instead of coming up, right, again, the Maharid said that Mazal Kima usually is Shokea, but usually it's going down during the day, but Akash Baruch Hu reversed it, and instead it was going up. And again, as the Gemara seemed to explain, that the waters of the world are drawn after this this constellation, these stars. So if it's going down, quote unquote, if it's going towards, if the constellation is setting, then the waters are getting less. But if the constellation is rising, as it were, so then the waters are growing, are becoming stronger, and that's what Rabbi Yeshua says brought the Mabul. Now we're here by Rabbi Eliezer, who's going to have a similar version of the same discussion. It's just happening in Mar Cheshvan, when, as you might be aware, the constellations are different, so it's going to be slightly different, but it's going to be the same basic explanation. Rabbi Elazar says, and again, based on the pasuk, right, the Chodesh Hasheni, Rabbi Elazar Omer Oso Ayom Yudzayim B'Mar Cheshvan Haya, right, that was the day the Mabul started, was the 17th in Cheshvan, not in year, but Cheshvan. Yom Shemazal Kila Ola Bayom. Apparently, in that time, right, where we're holding right now, right, it's very close to Yud Zayin Mar Cheshvan. That would have been, you know, that would have been a crazy coincidence. But either way, basically, the Mazal Kima is going up, still going up during the day. Again, the Kima is at the end, at the edge of Aries. So apparently, as Rashi explained over here, that Aries is rising in the 11th and 12th hour of the day. That would be, let's say, four or five o'clock. Towards the afternoon. So again, that's when it's rising, that's when it's coming into the sky. Umayanos Mizgarim, at that point, again, as we said, for whatever reason, the waters follow the path of this Kima, the two stars in the tail of Aries. So basically, the waters are rising at that point. When we talk Shashino Maaseim, so the Gemara says, and since the Rishayim in the times of the Dor HaMabul changed their ways, right? We explained yesterday, as the Psukim point out, if you remember from Steinmaker a couple weeks ago, right? They had all these type of illicit relationships. There was interbreeding, interbreeding between the animals. Right? The whole world was kind of thrown into chaos. And so since they changed their nature, so Shina Kosh Baruch Hu Leah Maaseh Bereishis, so Kosh Baruch Hu changed the natural order. V'hela Mazal Kima B'yom. And he raised Mazal Kima during the day, and he took two stars out of that constellation, and the water, and they brought a Mabul to the world. Now, if you notice what we just said before, right, is that Mazal Kima is already rising during the day, according to Rabbi Elazar, in Mar Cheshvan. So the Gemara will have to explain what exactly was changed here. Right? Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed the natural order and caused the Mazal Kima to rise, even though we explained a minute ago that it's already rising during the day in Mar Cheshvan. Okay, either way. So Gemara says, first of all, before we get to that, so Bishlam of Rabbi Yeshua, I understand, according to Rabbi Yeshua, Hanad Dechtiv Sheni. Right? If Rabbi, according to Rabbi Yeshua, it happened in Iyar. So I understand why the Torah, again, the Torah always counts from Nisan, right? It always, that's how the Torah counts the month. So I understand why it says the second month. El Rabbi Elazar, my Sheni. What is Sheni? Where did you get Cheshvan from? So Sheni Ladin. It's the second month, right, after Din, after the judgment. Right, it was the second month after the Gzar Din had been passed that they were going to be destroyed. So of course, it's Bishlam, Rabbi Yeshua. Now, back to our question. Hainu Shishina. I understand, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed the natural order, that usually during the day, the Mazal Kima is going down. But here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused the constellations to kind of switch around, right, and caused the waters to rise. El Rabbi Elazar, my Shina. What was the change that Kosh Baruch Hu did? So the Gemara said, again, as we explained, because it seems to be that there was the same path, the same orbital path that the constellations were taking. So Kirud Rav Chista, the Gemara says it's like Rav Chista. Dam Rav Chista, Berotchen Kilkulu, Uberotchen Nidonu. That through Rotchen, through boiling, literally means boiling hot, but we'll see it doesn't necessarily mean boiling, it means we'll explain in a second. And since they sinned with boiling hot, so too they were judged with boiling hot. And again, basically we're explaining is that the waters of the Mabul were boiling hot, and that was the change in the nature. So what does it mean, Baruch and Kilkulu? What does that mean? So that's ba'avera. That's by a sin, by avera of shechva zera. That basically, again, is warm liquid, but again, the rotchen here means passions, right? Again, that's often used to describe passionate averos. So again, with the warmth and the flame and the fire of passion, etc., as through warm liquid, right? That's how they sinned. Baruch nidonu, and they were judged with hot water, boiling hot water. As the pasuk says over here, vayashoku hamayim, that the waters receded. And what's that language of vayashoku? Ksiv also says in the Megillah, v'chamas hamelech shachacha, that Achashverosh's fury subsided. So again, the same idea, that just like there was some passionate response from Achashverosh after he heard that Esther, that Haman was trying to kill Esther. So, and then obviously they hung Haman, and then his anger subsided. So too the waters, right? They were also boiling hot. They had to recede from their heat. Okay. Tanu Rabbanu Lan Rabbi. So Chachma Yisrael Monin Lamabel Krabi Elazar Ulutkufa Krabi Yoshua. That the Chachma Yisrael, that for whatever reason, again, if you're telling me when is the world created, right? There's got to be some sort of Nafkimina Sa'am Yisrael, the Tzadikim, the Chachma Yisrael, they count for the Mabul, meaning the year, from Rabbi Eliezer, like from Tishrei, meaning the years as we know it, right? We said Tufshin, Ayin, what are we, Beis? So that's ready, that starts from Tishrei. Ultkufa, Rabbi Yeshua, but they count the seasons from Rabbi Yeshua, and Chachma Yomaz Olam, and the non-Jewish Chachamim, Monin Af L'Mabul, Rabbi Yeshua, they count for the Mabul, even according to Rabbi Yeshua, right, who says that it started in Nisan. I'm not familiar with any Chachma Umas Olam who still count from from Nisan, but alright, either way, that's the Gemara share. It's fine. Now, the Mishnah said, Uli Yirakos, that Rosh Hashanah, that the first of Tishrei, is Rosh Hashanah for Yirakos. So, Tana for vegetables. And we explain that at then, what we're going to see right now, is talking about Meiser Yerek, which is taking Meisros from vegetables, and that is, as we mentioned then, and we're going to see now, is the Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, Tana will learn the Rabbisa. The Yirakos, Ula Maestros, Ula Nadorim. The Rosh Hashanah is, right, Rosh Hashanah, as we know it, in the vernacular. The first of Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for vegetables, for Maestros, and for Nadorim. So the Gemara says, we have to define all of those things. The Yirakos, Maininu. What are you talking about for vegetables? So Maestro Yerek. So we're talking about, obviously, Maestro from vegetables. Well, Hainu Maestros. Well, that's, we just mentioned that in the next word. So what are these two options, right? It must be something else. So Gemara says, no. Tana di Rabbana v'katani de'araisa. Because, again, we're talking about Maestro Yerek, which is de'Rabbana, and Maestros is referring to actual Meiser de'Oraisa. What type of produce is Meiser de'Oraisa? That's a big discussion in the Rishonim, whether it's just wine, and oil, Tiroshin Dagan, or maybe other fruits, etc. Okay, that's a big, big discussion. But again, Pashtas, again, let's say Maestros, we're talking about the Araisa, and Yurakos is Truma, and Maestros is Maestros Durabana. The Gemara says, we're listening to Araisa Bereshas. Okay, so you're starting with the Din Durabana. Yurakos and then Maestros. So why don't we list the Araisa first? So Gemara says, I did the Chavivala Akadma. Since it's dear to us, meaning dear to the Tana who taught it, meaning dirum derabanan, right? That they come up with themselves, right? So Gemara says this in a couple of places that it's chaviv, it's dear to the chachamim. So they mentioned that first. V'tana didan, what about our Mishnah? So v'tana didan, Tana derabanan v'kol shekein deraisa, meaning our Tana didn't mention it, right? Our Tana just said right the Yurakos. So he's just teaching us the Rabbanan, and you'll get the point that if it's, you know, Rosh Hashanah for the Rabbanans, it's certainly Rosh Hashanah for the Daraisa halachos of Meister. I have listening Meister Echad. Now the Gemara says, well, why do we say Maestros? Right? Why don't we just say Meister? The Gemara says, as we pointed out before, Echad Meister Behema, Echad Meister Dagan. One is talking about Meister Behema, one is talking about Meister Dagan, right? We have the Machlokas, whether Meister Behema is Rosh Hashanah and Tishrei, whether it's an Elul. Okay, so we're holding this Braisa holds that it's in Tishrei. Velisni Yerek, again, why? So same question. So why do we say vegetable? Why don't we say vegetables? So the Gemara says, Tre Gavne Yerek, because there are two types of vegetables. In terms of when we say not two types of vegetables, it doesn't mean peppers and pears. It means two types of vegetables that are going to be chayiv in Maestros at different points. It's not, as we learned in the Mishnah, again, just something is chayiv in Maestros when the gathering process is finished, when the farming process is finished. So the Mishnah says, this Mishnah is in Maestros, yeah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah, hey, okay, good. Yerek Hanegad, any vegetable that is gathered together, like bundled together. Let's say you have celery. Well, celery is for really one plant, but let's say you have like, I don't know, can't think of any, but again, you could think of, let's say, long, you know, leeks or some sort of maybe scallions or whatever, some type of vegetable that is, you know, thin and bundled together. So Misha Yegad. So it's going to be Chayv and Maestros when it's bundled together, because that's when it's finished, you finish the process of gathering it. Vishenu Negad, and any vegetable that's not, like peppers or whatever, so then Misha Yimale is a cleave from whenever you fill the basket, right, that's when it's finished, and that's when, filling all the baskets, that's when it's going to be Chayv and Maestros. Tana Rabbanan within the Raisa. Yerek Erev Rosh Hashanah. Now, we had mentioned before, again, this is when we say Rosh Hashanah for Maestros, so Lamay Nafkamina, that this is Rosh Hashanah for Yurakos, for Meister Yerek. So again, we mentioned before, but we're going to learn right now that because there's halacha, you're not allowed to take Meister from one year's produce onto the next, as the Gemara explains right now. Likit Yerek Erev Rosh Hashanah. Let's say you picked a vegetable on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Ad Shelo Tavo HaShemesh, before sunset. The Chazar V'Likit Misha Tavo HaShemesh. And then you get picked another vegetable after sundown. Technically, isn't it usher to pick vegetables on Yontif? So Tosfos says, yeah, right? In very short Tosfos, first Tosfos, right? B'Yushalmi Moki Lo Benachri. He says that on Rosh Hashanah, right, the vegetable was picked by a guy. Right, okay, so one of your workers picked it on Rosh Hashanah. So either way, but again, the illustration is still the same. That one vegetable was picked Erev Rosh Hashanah before sunset, another vegetable was picked after sunset. So in Tormenu Maestri Mizelza, right, you can't take Trumas and Maestros, right? You can't take Trumas and Maestros from one vegetable on the other. Because, again, you can't take Maestros from one year to the next. In Maestros, Shnia, Nechneses L'Shlishes, let's say the year before was the second year of the Maestros cycle. This year that we just hit, meaning that sundown just hit on Rosh Hashanah, is going to be the third year of the Maestros cycle. So Shnia, Maestros Rishon, or Maestros Sheni. So the first vegetable you picked, you have to take Maaser Rishon or Maaser Sheni, and Shlishis, Maaser Rishon or Maaser Ani. And the second vegetable you picked, right, you have to take Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani. Right, that's the cycle. Right, the first 2 years Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni goes to Yerushalayim. Maaser Rishon gives to the Levi. The third year, the fourth and fifth year as well. And the third year, sixth year, you take Maaser Rishon like always. That goes to the Levi. And in the third and sixth year, you also take Maaser Ani, which goes to the poor. So the Gemara says, "Manani Mili." How do you know that you make that split? So Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, Kisa Chalela, Aseres Kol Maaser Tavos Chava Shanash Lishis Shas Maaser. Right, again, you should, when you finish doing all the Maestros, right, in the year of Maaser, Shana She'inva Ela Maaser Echad. What is it called? Shnas HaMaaser, the year of the singular Maaser. What is that? So, okay, how does that work? Maaser Rishon U Maaser Ani. Maaser Sheni Yivato. Again, that we take away Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani, meaning that that year we have Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani, and you don't have Maaser Sheni. So Gemara says, again, Ein Echanami, there are two Maestros. That doesn't mean there's literally one Maaser, but it means one Maaser left from the regular cycle. So Gemara says, okay, so how do you know that you take away Maaser Sheni, you leave Maaser Rishon? Maybe it just means you should just have Maaser Ani, right? And why are we leaving Maaser Rishon there? So Gemara says, Tamalam, therefore the Pasuk says, right, this is not the same place, but it's a little bit later. Where is that? It's much earlier. I take it back, right? Much earlier in Sefer Bamidbar, right? The first Pasuk we quoted is in Dvarim. Okay. Ve'al ha-Levim tedeber v'martar lehem kizichu me'eis b'nei Yisrael as ha-ma'aser shana zeti lechem me'itam b'nachal aschem. I think that's Parshas Korach, if I'm not mistaken. Either way, it says b'nachal aschem, right? The ma'aser that I'm giving you is your nachal, is your inheritance. So yikisho kosov l'nachala, right? It compares it to an inheritance. Ma'nachla in la'hefsek, just like an inheritance never stops, right? You don't inherit... you don't inherit for 10 years and then take a break, right? It's always going to be passed down. So, af Maaser Rishon, ein lo hefsek, so too, Maaser Rishon doesn't stop. Okay, so that means, again, when we say it's one Maaser, meaning we take away Maaser Sheni, we're left with Maaser Rishon, and then we throw in Maaser Ani. So, the Gemara says, ki sechalela aser, Tanya Nami Hachi. That should be not Tanya Idach, but Tanya Nami Hachi, because we have a Brisa that says exactly the same thing. Kisa Chalela Aser, right again, that quotes that pasuk that we quoted before. Shana She'in Ba Ela Maaser Echad. That's only a year with one Maaser. Hachi, how does that work? Maaser Rishon, no Maaser Ani, right? You only bring Maaser Rishon, no Maaser Ani. Maaser Sheni, Yuvatel. And Maaser Sheni is going to stop. Yachal, you might have thought after Maaser Rishon. You might have thought that you should take Nami Yuvatel. You should also take Maaser Rishon away. Tamalom, where therefore the pasuk says, Uva Halevi, right? Again, the pasuk we quoted before, Kolzman Sheba Tenlo. Anytime the Levi comes, you should give him a Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Right, that's a little bit different than the drasha we had before. Right, that drasha we had before was about the Nachala. I take it back. That's a third pasuk. Right, that we're going to quote the Nachala pasuk in a second. Right, so this is Rabbi Yehuda's sheet. That Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Right, he quotes a different pasuk. Uva Halevi. Right, so anytime he comes to you, you have to give him, meaning that Maaser Rishon always applies. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, oh man, this is the pasuk we quoted before, Einu Tzarech, you don't need that pasuk, Rabbi Yehuda, because Harehu Omer, because the pasuk says, V'ala ha-Levi'im t'deber, v'amart ha-Lehem, ki zichu me'ish b'nei Yisrael, z'amaser, asher nasati l'chem, me'itcham, b'nachal aschem, right, he'kishu akaz of the nachala, right, again, the pasuk has compared Maaser to an inheritance, ma'nachala in lehefzeg, af Maaser Rishon in lehefzeg, right, so just like an inheritance has no stopping point, so too Maaser Rishon never stops. Okay, and we said l'nedarim again in the Brisa and the Mishnah as well. We said that the Rosh Hashanah, or the first of Tishrei, is Rosh Hashanah for vows and oaths. So the Gemara illustrates. What does that mean? Tanur Rabbanan without the Brisa. Hamodar hana mechavero. Someone says, "I'm not going to get hana from you." From Shlomi. So l'shana. Sorry, I'm not going to get hana for you for a year. So, Monash name is Rachodesh Miyam Niyom, you count 12 months from today. I mean, today is the 15th of Cheshvan, so next year, 15th of Cheshvan, that's when he is once again allowed to derive benefit, or 16th of Cheshvan, as he's once again allowed to derive benefit from his friend. Vim Amara Lashana, but if he says Lashana Zu, sorry, I keep on reading that poorly, right? But if he says that Lashana Zu, that this year I'm not getting Hana from you, so Afilu La Amad Ela Esrim V'tisha Ve'elul, even if he's talking about on Erev Rosh Hashanah, right? So Kevin Shegi Yom Echa V'tisha, as soon as Rosh Hashanah hits, also Lashana, that's what he meant. That's what counts. Afilu Man Damar Yom Echa B'shana Enu Chav Shoshana, and even if you disagree with Rabbi Meir and say that one day is not considered to be a year, but here the Tzarei Nafshei Kabbalala V'ha Itzdarle, right? He's accepting upon himself some sort of tsar, some sort of pain, and sure enough, this one day he's already fulfilled that kosha, quota, I guess, of pain, right? He's had no hana for you for a day, right? So that's not toloi in that machlokas, right? And therefore, that would, if he says, I'm not going to derive benefit for you from this year, so that's up until Rosh Hashanah, even if that's, 12 hours later. I have Ema Nisan. So, one second. So why don't we say that Rosh Hashanah for Nedarim is in Nisan? Right? Why not? Right? So the Gemara says, "B'nedarim halach achar lashon b'nei adam." Because when we talk about nedarim, right, and this is a general rule by nedarim, that we go based on the vernacular. that a person, again, obviously nowadays, people, if a person says, where are you for Rosh Hashanah? Or, you know, how is the davening in Rosh Hashanah? He's not asking how is Hallel on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Right? He's asking how Rosh Hashanah was on the first of Tishrei. So it's the same thing over here. If a person says, you know, I'm not getting enough from you for this year, so he means until Rosh Hashanah, right? That's how people speak, right? Rosh Hashanah is viewed, as we mentioned, you know, a lot today and several times in the Masechta, that Rosh Hashanah is first of Tishrei. In the vernacular, that's how the Nedarim would take hold. All right, we're going to stop here. The next discussion goes on to Amud Aleph and Yud Gimel. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.